AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. The scratch of the early favorite for the Kentucky Derby hours before the race has fans scrambling. Forte stumbled during a workout earlier in the week. At this point, five horses have died at the track in the past 7 days, and Forte is the fifth to scratch. Reporter Ed Peek is there.
Another scratch at Kentucky Derby 149 at Churchill Downs, and it's a big one. Forte, the 5-2 favorite, trained by Todd Pletcher and owned by Mike Rapole, has been scratched from the race. The Kentucky State Racing Commission visited the barn along with the trainer and the owner on Saturday morning. A winner in 5 of 6 starts, including the Florida Derby, was to break from post 15. The field now down to 18.
Glittering jewels, historic crowns, and a spectacular show in London at the coronation of King Charles III and the Queen.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Charles III pledging to serve his people as his mother before him did for 70 years.
The things which I have herebefore promised, I will perform and keep. So help me God.
As he and Queen Camilla processed past their royal relatives, the family joined the congregation in singing God Save the King. Kate and several other women curtsying, some of the men bowing their heads.
In Ukraine, people donated blood in Kyiv during an event organized by a charity. There's a serious need for blood to treat both civilians and soldiers as the Russian war continues.
It's just hard to imagine how many blood you need for the moment.
A U.S. pilot is lucky after having to bail out of his plane in South Korea, CBS's David Martin.
Local firefighters were first on the scene, and there were no reports of injuries to civilians on the ground. The pilot was assigned to the 8th Fighter Wing, part of the 28,500 American servicemen and women serving in South Korea. There will now be an investigation into the cause of the crash.
Back in the U.S., Illinois is set to get more money to give health care to non-citizens. WBBM's Dave Berner.
The cost for Illinois to continue providing health care coverage to non-citizens who are otherwise ineligible for Medicaid benefits has been revised upward to over $1 billion for the upcoming fiscal year. As of the end of March, the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services estimated it would cost that much to fund the program that provides state-funded health care to individuals age 42 and older who would otherwise qualify for Medicaid if not for their citizenship status.
Three men are in the hospital after being stabbed near the University of Iowa overnight. Police say there was a large fight. They are still searching for a suspect, but they say there's no direct threat to the public. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal infrastructure law has been in effect for a year now. Community leaders around Wisconsin are optimistic about badly needed repairs and improvements. Here's Mike Moen.
At the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewing says so far nearly $3 billion in projects have been announced with funding from the law. Most are transportation related, and Brewing says it's badly needed as many areas have backlogs for priorities like road and bridge repairs.
And so by having a real strong federal partnership in the area of infrastructure helps address some of the backlog.
The law will also provide states funding for clean water infrastructure and expansion of high-speed internet. The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rose says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Man, this house is in need of a few upgrades. Windows, doors, even the basement needs a little TLC. With the Inflation Reduction Act, you can have all these assessed and addressed. It's there for you. Doesn't matter the age or condition. Call Green Homeowners United, the only woman-owned, union-affiliated residential energy efficiency firm in Milwaukee County. They'll take you through the journey of getting an energy-efficient and beautiful home. Claim all your discounts. Call 414-604-6450. That's 414-604-6450.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, y'all. I know it's cold out there. I know it's cold. It's Monday morning. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm sorry, Earl, but it's cold all in the Midwest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. Good morning. Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Hey, man, you know, man, it was a lot better when we did radio and people didn't have to see you, because then you could just not even wash your face or brush your teeth and just wrinkled up clothes and just get on the air, you know, just get on the air. Now, folk looking at you. And, man, here it is, 8 o'clock in the morning, Gilbert, and, man, you look like a model. You got your makeup on, you got your hairline. Hey, man, you got a makeup person around there somewhere?
Hey, Earl, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, man. How you doing, man?
Let's have an intelligent conversation today.
All right, man. We're going to do that, man. We're going to do that. Let's get right at it, man.
Let's get at it, though.
You know, I was watching Deion Sanders. What's your take on Deion Sanders? You played with Deion a little bit, didn't you? Or did you miss him?
No, we played. I love him, man. He is a motivator. He is a high octane motivator on two legs.
He really is, man.
Kids love him, and that's the thing that you got to understand. Right now, them kids are going through a wall for him.
Yeah, they will.
Not because of what he used to do, but because of what he do now. That's the key, Earl. That's the key. What he used to do.
Oh, okay, man. You're implying that once you get old, you can't talk about what you used to do?
No. I'm saying he ain't going off of that, Earl.
So
he going off of how he doing them now. Treating them like men. Not treating them like little kids, little boys. Treating them like men. And putting that on their shoulders. When you mess up, either you 12 or you a grown man, and I'm gonna treat you as such.
So let me ask you, man, because you played under different coaches, you know, high school, college, pros.
Yep.
You ran the gambit. How important is that coach, man?
A coach is a make it or break it in your career. It starts off with the high school coach or how he molded you to get you ready to go to college. Then when you get to college, that college coach, like Nick Saban and all them other, like everybody wants a kid that was coached by Nick Saban.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Alabama.
Because, yes, he put some right.
Well, his brother was Lou Saban. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, man, using that as an example.
Right.
Your high school coach gets you there. Your college coach gets you there. Then when you get to college, you got to have a guy that knows the game, understands the game. Is he going to be a player's coach or a hard-nosed coach or whatever he's going to be? You are prepared for either one.
You know, to get people to understand just how lucky and fortunate a guy is to make it to the NFL and to stay as long as you did, it's not just the person. It's not the individual talent, right? It's not the guy himself. It's all of those factors that go into getting Gilbert to where he is.
It's about how you value yourself and what kind of work you put into yourself for longevity. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I dislike working out. I really did. But I had to do it because if I didn't, I'd have been a 2 or 3 year guy and I'd have been doing what other people do instead of doing what I love to do. You got to sacrifice.
You know, Gilbert, I was in a grocery store yesterday and I ran across a young man, 6'2", 6'3". I asked him how much he weighed, 290. He wasn't fat. And he played high school football. And I asked him, he just looked like, man. I said, man, where are you going to college? He said, well, I got a 3-point average, but, you know, a coach didn't follow through. Here he is, Gilbert. He looks like a cat, man. And I said, I was going to see if I could try to find. He's working in a doggone grocery store, man. But I said all that to say this, Gilbert. It's more than luck to get a guy to get drafted in the pros, right? Everything, all the stars got to be aligned right, right? And his family, right, in school, in high school, in college, it's not luck.
You're right, Earl. You're absolutely right. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Just like the times have changed, the coaches have changed.
Right.
Mostly high school coaches will get these kids in school. They don't want to do that no more.
No.
They don't want to do that. They don't want to go the little extra mile. You done used this kid up for 4 years. Now return the favor. Make sure he gets in school.
Yeah, I just got all I could think about, Gilbert, when I saw him was you. And I, you know, I do a lot of different things, but my conscience wouldn't let me. I asked him his name, his number. I said, man, because if somebody don't step in, this is where he gonna be, right?
Yeah.
You know, 6'3", 290, hey, Gilbert, and man, a man mountain. And
look like an athlete.
Oh, man, and he played high school football. But the coach at the high school level didn't do what your coach did for you. And this is what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, people got to understand it's all the different things that happen to make it possible for you to be where you are. Your family, you know, man, people you knew, the people who got Gilbert to where he is. And I know you've always appreciated and talked about all the people who got you where you are. How do we begin to see a guy like this? And so he's on my mind because I'm going to see what I can do to contact some people kids shouldn't be, well, you know, working in some.
Well, see, Earl, that's that fatherhood in you. You know what I'm saying? We, right. we grab them kids and put them under our wing, and we want to do whatever we can for them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just wish that more coaches, see, they think, oh, they on that huddle or they on this, that. We ain't got to work or do anything. No, man, you got to make sure your kids get in school or you're not a real coach, man. You're not a real coach. You're not. Because that's just the chip off the old block. Return the favor.
You know, man, because I heard Deion yesterday or Saturday after the draft, he raised all kind of hell because not one player from the historically black colleges got drafted. Not one. Not any from his teams. And he went off on the NFL and all the teams and said, man, you know, the fact he knew on his team there was three guys alone who should have at least been drafted. But here he is in a different place, and he's still fighting for the guys that he had with him.
Yeah, man, it's a shame, man, because you know even some time parts of the NFL, you know, all those kids we can just pick up, you know, or have an open tryout, or have them come up or whatever. I mean, it's exceptional kids. They got to be exceptional to get drafted,
right?
From an HBCU, have to be exceptional.
You know, man, I got to thinking about this, Gilbert. When you played, they might have had 15 rounds, right?
They had more than seven. They had more than seven.
Now you only have seven. The last guy drafted was 265. Out of all the colleges and all the players, Gilbert, only 265 get drafted.
It's become a ratings thing, man. Because after the seventh or eighth round, okay, you lose your interest in, you know, keeping everything going.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But if they want to be fair, okay, do your seven rounds on TV. Now do your extra seven off TV. Get some more kids an opportunity to get in there.
Well, let me ask you.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you. Once you get drafted, you automatically get something, right? You get paid something.
No.
Oh, you don't?
No. You got to still sign the contract.
But you will be offered a contract.
Even though you get drafted, right, you will be offered what they want to give you.
Yes. If you're drafted.
You have no negotiation. I mean, you got some, but
the higher you're
not
you're
getting
drafted.
What you want. Yeah, it's a pecking order.
Yeah, sixth, seventh round. It's different, you know. They'll
take this check.
You take this check.
and six or seven rounds, they're gonna be like, "All right, man, I take it." All right, then.
Hey, listen, we've got to go to a break. Miss Anonymous, hang on. We'll get you on the
Miss
other
Anonymous
side.
Oh, Miss Anonymous is back. Yeah.
I told her.
Hi, Earl.
Hey, man, come on, man. I told her your hair was so nice and. And everything.
Get off me.
Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789.
Get him, Calvin.
Miss Anonymous is on the line. It's Monday with Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, Apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Weather brought to you by Next Tech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nexttechglass.com. That's nexttechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 64 this afternoon. Under cloudy skies, southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lowest level off around 58. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 79. Mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines and Miss Anonymous. Good morning. How are you?
Hello, Gilbert.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Fabulous Gilbert Brown. Uh-oh. Hello.
Uh-oh. Hey, what about Mr. Fabulous?
Come on, man.
What about Earl?
I can't believe you did that to me. You got Earl in trouble. You got me in trouble with my man.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Gilbert.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. She didn't get me in trouble. He didn't get me in trouble.
Miss Anonymous, you can't get on the mic microphone talking like that. You gotta put some bass in your voice.
Okay, you're right. Hello, Gilbert.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. I just wanted to say I did not intentionally say hello to you, and I felt kind of bad about it afterwards. But anyway, hello.
Hey, all the girls. All the girls walk past me anyway and speak to Earl first, so it's all right.
Come on, man.
No, I don't believe that. I do not believe that, especially with the description that Earl was saying. You're all hair slicked back this morning looking.
Miss Anonymous, don't fall for the trap. Earl trying to get me set up today. That's what he's trying to do.
Calvin, did you screen this call?
All right. Yes, and I want to make a point about that. I was surprised to hear that it sounded like I'm the only woman who's called so far. How is that possible? Come on, ladies. Come on.
That's what we're talking about, right? We're going to get it right. You know, I mean, we're still early in the process, and it's good to know that there's some femininity listening to us.
Yes.
You know? Always.
Especially the Grave Digger. I mean, 10 years with our awesome Green Bay Packers, the 61 solo tackle.
So you're making, Nye's head is swelling. See, he don't need any help with that.
I think he did. I think he was slighted last week when I did not say hello to him. So hello, Gilbert. Uh-oh.
Okay, Miss Anna. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
We better hurry and move off. Let's go somewhere else, man. Are we supposed to be talking about football?
Yes. I see you. She got you flustered. Hey, I see she had you flustered on there, Earl.
Oh, man. Let's do
I'm gonna go out, Earl. I'm going to go out and buy the frying pan myself this time.
Hey, let's look, man. Listen to this. Okay, so the Packers, 13 yeah. different draft picks, man. And,
13.
And are they in a rebuilding mode? Is it official now, in your opinion?
I believe so. I believe so. With what they have lost and what they're probably going to lose, they're probably going to lose a couple more guys. Veterans, yes. They go get some, they're trying to get some younger guys, you know, in there as key positions to grow. So yeah, I think it's officially turned into a rebuild.
And so isn't that the best way to go if you're going to rebuild to start with all young players?
I wouldn't say all. You're going to still need some veterans in there, sprinkled in there, you know.
Like when the Packers,
brought
in Reggie.
I'm gonna say when my era, our rebuild started at least 92, 93. Okay. And then we didn't really have to rebuild after that because with the GM that we had, Ron Wolf, he stacked players. He stacked good players behind good players. So when it came down to that era thinning out, or when Mike Sherman took over as general manager, you know, we started to decline in, you know, great backup players. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And now that that has ran its course, now it's time to reshuffle.
You know, Gilbert, for 30 years, and the Packer fans have been spoiled.
Yeah.
Because for 30 years, 15 under what's his name, man?
Brett Favre.
And 15 years under Aaron Rodgers. 30 years, the Packers haven't had to completely rebuild. Now, we've seen some teams like the Chicago Bears and Detroit Lions trying to rebuild for 30 years.
100 years.
And they haven't been able to rebuild.
No.
So rebuilding is not an easy thing, right?
It is not. I mean, the last time the Bears really done anything was 85.
Right.
I think Detroit was 1952.
No, it was in the 60s. But go ahead.
The Vikings, I think 52 was the last championship, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it might have been the last championship, right.
And then the Vikings, they went to the Super Bowl four times, but they just pissed down their leg all four times.
In the 60s, yeah.
Yeah.
So, so Packer fans who are not used to this, Gilbert, how do you think they're going to take it?
Oh, it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. Yeah, it's going to be rough, but the love for your team is going to keep you centered.
Yeah, because they're still going to sell out, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they can have Mickey Mouse at quarterback. They're going to sell out.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. Al, we'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We got a lot to talk about.
Don't forget your boy, Gouda, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
we're
going to talk about him on the other side, man.
Please.
Yeah, under the helmet with the grave digger. Hey, Gilbert. How you doing, man? How you doing? That's everything.
Hey, man, talk we'll to them ladies right like that, all man. Right. Talk to them ladies like that, man.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Forte, the early favorite for the Kentucky Derby, has had to scratch from the race with an injury.
This was done by the state of Kentucky. The vet decided the horse was not fit to run today.
Now who are fans going to bet on?
Disappointed that he's not running, but I wasn't going to put him on the top of my ticket anyway. But that makes it a little more complicated. Now I gotta scramble around and find somebody else to fill his spot.
People are pleased to be part of history at the coronation of King Charles III and the Queen. There are celebrations in South Africa as well.
I have to admit, I'm an old school royalist. I do love the pomp and circumstance, and the Brits do it very well. And we're here to celebrate with, you know, cucumber sandwiches and champagne.
In Ukraine, people turned out to donate blood for civilians and soldiers amid the Russian war.
Before the full-scale war, we didn't have such events.
Volunteers are hopeful that this will help save lives. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Attention all DIYers! When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit ChoiceLandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
Images are everywhere, on iPads, cell phones, or the cloud. In fact, everywhere but where you can find them. Mike Crivello Camera and Imaging Center has the solution to this problem. They're called pictures, and we print them right from our website. And you order them online at MikeCrivellos.com. And they look magnificent in your photo album.
Mike Crivello's world is a wonderful world of cameras.
It's not a picture till it's printed. 181st and Blue Mound.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Brian Gutekris, who is the, what is his job, man? He's the
General Manager
of the Green Bay Packers, was asked a question.
The talent dude.
Yeah,
that's what
after
we call
the draft. Here was the question that was asked, according to Rob Dabrowski with ESPN.
Dabrowski.
You've heard of him?
Yes.
Okay.
Credible guy.
Oh, he is credible. Okay. So he asked, Gutekunst was asked Saturday in the post-draft press conference if the Packers would give Love a fifth-year option. Gutekunst said the Packers needed time to figure that out and offered an answer that caused him to question how much confidence the front office has in Love. It's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't played, but at the same time, we're moving forward with him as the starter. Gilbert, if I'm Jordan Love, and I hear that,
I'm pissed. I'm pissed, first of all.
Okay.
Second of all, you're sending mixed messages. Or it sounds like you're saying, it's all messed up now. We got to keep him now. So, you know, we done talked all this good about him, but we kind of a little unsure if we want to give him this money. He got to prove himself. Are you serious? Are you serious? What kind of GM would say something like that?
Well, I'm asking you the impact that would have on a player. You played the game.
This man needs all the confidence he can get. You putting him in a pair of shoes when he wears size 14 and it's a size 20. And you go sit up there and say something stupid like that. Are you serious? Come on, man. You gotta get this kid right. You gotta get him right. You can't start him off doubting himself. Because right now he's the one that got the reins to the horse. What are you saying? Now you gotta have the guy that you just drafted help hold the reins? No. That chump that they just drafted gotta sit down. He got to sit down like Jordan Love did and pay attention, because Jordan Love is the man right now. Until he go out there and messes up to high heaven, you got to give this boy a chance and you got to give him some confidence and you got to get behind him. Oh, I don't know if we want to talk about the fifth. Man, shut your but don't get me started, man. Don't get me started. For a GM to say that to a young kid that you've been praising,
right?
Now you're going to start playing games with him? Yeah. If I was the GM, I'm going to say, hell yeah, we going, even if I ain't going to do it, I'm going to be like, hell yes, I'm going to give him that fifth year. And we're going to go just to give him that confidence. You can play a poker face if you had to, but don't be stupid and pull him out of his drop before he get in his drop.
You know, Gilbert, this is his fourth year. It's you drafted him. It's not his fault. He hasn't played because one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game was there. He learned under the 4 years. You guys didn't go and get another backup.
Just like the one before him did.
Right.
Just like the one before him did.
And so under those years, you saw something in him that you kept him, and you didn't go get somebody else, right?
Yeah.
So you kept him as the backup. So now, whatever that cost is, you're not talking about paying him $50 million.
Now, all of a sudden, you hear what you said, Earl?
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, it's changing. So is he doubting himself too?
Well, so the question was, and Gutekunst said, well, we have to see before we go out and get a veteran backup. Now.
That's wrong, man. That's wrong. I'm on the Jordan Love train, right?
Yeah.
Now you trying to tell me, let's not all get on there yet. Are you serious? Well, come on, man.
Well, you know, Gilbert, Aaron Rodgers' first year, he was 6-9. So,
oh, God forbid, Jordan Love be 6-9.
I know this is This is what I'm saying.
I'm just saying that he gonna catch hell if he's 6-9. He gonna catch hell.
Yeah, but Gilbert, for the most part, you know, he playing the toughest position in the game. You know, and people can say whatever it is they want to say. He is not the quarterback for, you know, these young quarterbacks for Philadelphia and even the Bears. And he's not a running quarterback, right? I mean, that's not his. He's a drop back quarterback. Is it safe to say that?
He's a pocket quarterback.
Right, he's a pocket quarterback.
But we really can't call him any of that, Earl, because we haven't seen it yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let him play a full season, and then let's tell him what he is. Because his MO can change at the drop of a dime.
Let's go to the phone lines and Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave. You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. Really quickly, you know, as far as picking up Sean Clifford in the fifth round, I don't have a problem with that, only just because if you look at his stats from Penn State, the guy did a phenomenal job. I mean, he actually beat out the starter, what, I think a few years ago, and he got drafted in the second round. I don't know the other guy's name, but at the end of the day, listen, when the Packers, if people had to remember this, this is what I tell Gilbert. When Aaron Rodgers and what have you was the starter, they drafted, you know, Ty Deppner, Mark Brunell, some other, you know, Aaron Brooks. They drafted other quarterbacks, and we got some draft picks for them. So at the end of the day, if hypothetically, let's say this Clifton actually could be potentially a very good quarterback, the Packers are going to get some good draft choices for him down the road. They could
David, my focus was not so much on the second round, I mean that quarterback. It was the fact that Gutekunst and them made a statement that they're not ready to take up the fifth year in the guy who's going to be their starting quarterback. And as Gilbert was saying, that has an impact on him.
Yeah, that will have an impact on him, but hopefully a good impact where it'll make him more motivated. Hey, you know what? They just traded Aaron Rodgers, so he gets the keys to the car right now. And this is kind of like going to be a show-and-tell year for him, for Jordan Love. And I think it's like anything it's like anything else. Hopefully he performs well, and if he does, they're certainly going to they'll just lump in that fifth-year option with maybe, you know.
Why don't they just do it right away, man? To let them know we got confidence in him.
Well, he could get severely injured. I mean,
Gilbert, you want to respond to David?
So what I'm saying is, it's one of those risk reward type of things.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for the call. So, Gilbert, my thing is, whether he gets injured or not, that's with anybody. They got to give him, we got confidence in you. The answer should have been, yes, we're going to take him for the fifth year, right?
Just coming into the shoes that he got to step in, it ain't like the dude was a good guy. This is GOAT status. You taking over for a GOAT.
Right.
Almost, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't like a guy taking over for some Joe Blow that played 2-3 years that was mediocre. You know what I'm saying? So the confidence level he has to have has to come from upstairs and in the locker room. And you ain't gonna why play games? Hey, I'm gonna be like, you know what? We are so happy to have this kid on our team. I mean, we got to pick up that fifth year just because even if you go out and get somebody or whatever, Jordan Love is the man until he fall on his face. And I don't see him doing it.
So whatever happens this season, the entire season, because you're rebuilding, I don't care if he falls on his face. He plays the whole year as your starting quarterback. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unless something happens, and there's no saying this young cat that they just picked up, if he becomes the number two quarterback, there's a whole different scheme that this young cat ain't played yet.
Right. Right.
He ain't seen what he about to see.
So whatever he did in Penn State, that's Penn State.
Don't mean nothing. leave it at the Nittany Lions doorstep.
I'm looking at the Packer draft, and mm-hmm. and Lucas Van Ness, who is their number one pick, 13th overall. Any cat who gets drafted number 13 is, I mean, you really got some confidence in that guy. This guy didn't even start for Penn State, but they say he's got the whole career ahead of him. He's 21 years old. He's lightning. He got 4.6 speed. He's 6'5", 272 pounders. He's the next Reggie White.
No. You push the envelope too far now. No.
Okay,
he's a rookie. He's going to be a rookie that's going to be learned. Okay? Now, he got good speed. He got good power. But like I say, Earl, if you get out there and you look like Tarzan and play like Jane and you're a first rounder, then we're going to have problems. I suspect this kid don't be like that, though. He's from Iowa. You know, he's a good, lean-looking kid that's strong, can get off the rock when he got to, you know what I'm saying? I don't see him beating out no Gary or no Preston yet. But it's time will tell, you know what I'm saying? We got to get in the training camp. We got to see, you know what I'm saying?
You know, a couple weeks back, Gilbert, you told us, you said, I don't care what they look like, what you look like in college. When mm-hmm. you get to the pros, mm-hmm. every Sunday, there's another cat across from you. It ain't going to be chicken liver.
You playing against another everybody's All-American.
Huh?
Yep, you're playing against everybody's All-American.
And so even as good as they anticipate him to be, he going to take some L's.
Oh, yeah. You're going to take some. You're going to take your lumps now. You're going to take some lumps, man. I remember in college when I got out there, I thought I was all world. Played against Oklahoma. They wore my tail out. They wore my tail out, man. So everybody take their lumps. I don't care who you are. Deion Sanders took his lumps.
Right.
You know what I mean? Brett Favre took his lumps in Atlanta.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, he did.
You ain't gonna miss that. But it's how you bounce back. It's how you prepare for the next time. It sets you apart from everybody else.
So when we're gonna go to a break, but when we come back, I'm gonna ask you, when you're a veteran and you watch all these young players that they're drafted and they're going to be bringing in. Are you looking over your shoulder? Because they're in a rebuild. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Next Tech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nexttechglass.com. That's nexttechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 62. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 58. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Chance for isolated storms. High temperatures reach up to 79. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh, yeah. Make it right. Uptown. Heavy D, y'all. In the house.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, under helmet with the grave digger. Let's go to the phone lines, and Vincent from Lannan. Hey, good morning to you, Vincent. How you doing? You have a question or comment?
Hey, good morning, Earl. And I have a question, man, for the grave digger. Will Wisconsin give Jordan Love a chance? Will they give the brother a chance? It seems like they have a short stick, especially after Ray Rhodes, for brothers that hopefully don't think they work out, but the fact is, will they give him a chance?
I hope so, man. I really do, man. I mean, you know, you go out and you draft a kid and you go back and you say, okay, yeah, you need a backup. Absolutely. You do need a backup. You know what I'm saying? But don't start playing games with him, man. Let this kid go out here and lose the job on himself. Let him lose the job himself. Don't let him lose the job over something crazy. Let him lose his job on himself.
You know, Vincent and Gilbert, it's one thing to whether or not the coaches of the Packers and the owners, and the management of the Packers give him a chance. But we also got to say the fans, are they going to give him a chance? Because the first time he throws an interception, the first time he throws two interceptions in a game, the boos are going to come down. And I don't know if that was the case. Gilbert, you played the game. You know how difficult it is, even though he's been there 4 years. When he's up in front of that live artillery, right? And they hit him a few times. He going to question himself, right? I mean, is that the way it goes?
I wouldn't say more questioning himself, Earl. I'm gonna sit up there and say he gotta have more confidence in himself, because there's a difference coming off the bench,
right,
than going in as the main,
right.
You coming off the bench? Oh yeah, it's no problem. I can go out and do this there. You are coming off as the man now. You see what I'm saying? It's a whole different animal now. You know what I mean? And he needs all the help, all the confidence, all the backup. And the fans, man, hey, Aaron Rodgers is gone.
Yeah.
He is gone. he ain't worried about y'all. He in New York right now. Getting right. It's all about Jordan Love around him. Period.
Vincent.
like nine, you got a 9-8 or 8-9 and stuff like that, that the fans, you know, don't jump on him like we're supposed to have this great season. The fact is he's basically a rookie, you know, coming out, you know, out there on the field. And so I just want to see Wisconsin stand up for this guy, you know, and not kick him to the curbs, like you say, as soon as things maybe go south a little bit.
Yeah, things are going to go south.
Yeah, it's going to go bad. It's going to go bad, but they got to understand, get this cat a chance, man. It's kind of like you went back and you said that name, Ray Rhodes. Ray Rhodes was 8-8, got fired.
Yeah, one
Mike
year.
Mike Sherman came in the following year. He was 8-8 and became GM. Are you kidding me? Aaron Rodgers took over for Brett Favre. His first year was what? What you say it was? 6-9?
6-9.
So Jordan Love comes in. What if his first season is 6-9? They gave Aaron Rodgers a chance to redeem himself. No, and going into this, Jordan Love is going to give us the best he can give us, but we got to give him a chance.
Hey, Vincent, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. CJ, thank you very much for the call. You say what quickly?
Yes, Earl and Gilbert, thanks for taking my call. Jordan Love learned under Aaron Rodgers just the way Aaron Rodgers learned under Brett Favre. I saw Jordan play the preseason last year. He looked spectacular at times. He's going to do a phenomenal job. I just believe in this kid. I'm happy to see him get the chance. And just remember, he learned from Aaron. And just the way Aaron learned from Favre, we were so disappointed to see Brett leave. But I tell you what, Aaron stepped up just the way Jordan's going to. So, and I wish him good luck, and he's going to be incredible.
CJ, thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert, all that stuff sounds fine until, you know, because learning under the best – you're not the best. I mean, that's not who you are, right?
It's not guaranteed. No, it's not guaranteed.
It's not. You had cats who came after you in your position.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And they were not Gilbert Brown. They weren't the Gravedigger.
That's what makes football competition, man. You know, if you got somebody at your back door knocking at the back door, it's going to push you to do what you need to do. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody needs competition, or you're going to get complacent.
Yeah. Well,
you talking to? Miss Anonymous over there? Who are you waving at over there? She walked past the window?
That's Sandy Williams, man.
Oh, tell Big Sandy I said, what's up, man?
The grave digger said, what's up, Sandy? Hey, man. You know, Gilbert, it is something that I think we need to be having these conversations as we ramp this thing up with fans and make fans understand that this is the Packers that are going through a transformation and don't expect, you know, 12-3 or 12-5 ain't happening. Number one,
he can surprise us, Earl.
Number one, Detroit is going to be better. Chicago is going to be better.
Hey,
Gilbert, they
look good, man. Them chumps look good on paper.
The Lions, man.
Them chumps look good on paper.
Hey, Gilbert, they're not going to lose two games every season to the Green Bay Packers. Okay,
meow.
So that alone is going to give them two more wins than they've been getting. The Chicago Bears are going to get two more wins than they've been getting.
I still ain't heard them roar yet.
What you got against them, man? They're pretty – you saw them last year.
I don't like nobody in our division. That's why I go bear hunting with a switch.
we got to go, man. I don't know. It goes too fast.
It do, brother.
I'll see you next Monday.
See you and Calvin next Monday.
All right. Under the helmet with the grave digger. See you next week. All right. Up next, Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.